You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Devin, as you can hear, DMX playing in the background in the Super Bowl 59 champions, led by Jeffrey Lurie, walking down the Art Museum steps with the iconic Rocky statue in the background. Fireworks firing off as fans go crazy. And Devin, just really cool to see Merrill get that moment, but also to look at this team that we know went through so much, the adversity of last year, the loss in 2022, and now they stand in front of millions of fans, champions that they worked hard to be at.
It's incredible, and you also have to be so happy for the fans, you know, that have taken so much time out of their lives to watch a team they love. And Elliot, you know, you and I cover this team, we're around these players. So many passionate Eagles fans never really get to hear directly from the players that they know and love and watch every Sunday throughout the NFL season. So this is their chance to really hear from their players, to hear from Jeffrey Lurie, to hear from Howie Roseman, to hear from Nick Sirianni.
And you can already see the personality shining through. It looks like Lane Johnson has a world championship belt. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in the front here going crazy. Someone has a Howie Roseman sign. Howie, unfortunately, hit the head with a beer, earlier. That one's not on there.
But a little injured.
And what's really cool to see here is all the players up front. We all know about Jalen and them. All right, here's Padero as it's going to get started again.
They are your Super Bowl 59 world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And the presentation of the Super Bowl 59 Lombardi Trophy. Now, Eagles fans, as we honor America, we ask that you please rise, remove your hats, and members of the armed forces and veterans, please salute. Our nation's colors are presented by the Philadelphia Police Department Honor Guard, and performing our national anthem is Vanya Sachs.
All right, Devin, so here we go. The ceremony has begun. We're about to get the national anthem. Here, mm-hmm. It's a really moving scene here as the flags are being carried out onto the Art Museum steps.
Yeah, and Vanya Sachs plays a really beautiful rendition of the national anthem. He performed before several of the Eagles' postseason games that they hosted at the Link.
So here we go.
Thank you.
Devin, what an awesome rendition. And it looks like we're about to get started again here. And this is where we should get all the speeches. They're going to give the trophy. Looks like we'll get Jeffrey Lurie first. Let's go back to Spadaro here leading the ceremony.
Parker. What's up, Philly? Philadelphia is the birthplace of this nation and the home of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I gotta tell you, I am a diehard Eagles fan. I grew up in those lean years, and let me tell you something, that makes this victory even sweeter. This is a special team assembled by Jeffrey Lurie, constructed by Howie Roseman, coached by Nick Sirianni, with unbelievable talent and grit and determination. They represent the best, the absolute best of Philly. This is a team that brought us together. This is a team that helped Northeast Philly heal over the last couple weeks. And I gotta tell you something, being an Eagles fan, I know how people love to hate us. They love to root against us. But something I noticed is that all of a sudden, people were coming together to cheer on our Philadelphia Eagles, not just here in Philly, but all across America. It would seem, Jeffrey, that the Philadelphia Eagles are now America's team. You hear that, Dallas? The Eagles are America's team. Philadelphia, I love how you love this special team. And these guys put their heart and their soul out there for all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I love these Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly! Philly, you put on a hell of a parade today. Everything was perfect, except for some of y'all who didn't know how to toss a beer nicely. You fired it too hard. Just ask Howie Roseman. But law enforcement, first responders, and the great mayor of the city of Philadelphia did an awesome job. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Philly, Sherelle Parker.
Thank you. Hello, Philly. They did it, y'all. We did it, y'all. Our Eagles, our Birds, are Super Bowl 59 champions, and we couldn't be more proud. I want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to join with each and every one of you here today as we gather to celebrate this monumental victory and their command performance. It's with this spirit in mind that I want to lift up the entire Eagles organization. And I want to say to them what my grandmother told me were the two most important words that you can say to anyone in any language, anywhere, at any time. And those two words are thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey Lurie and President Dom Smolinski, to the amazing general manager, Howie Roseman, and to the best head coach in the NFL, Nick Sirianni. Thank you all. Thank you. But most importantly, to each and every player on the roster, to the best defense and offense in the NFL. And yes, that does mean our Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me say this to you. And Philadelphia, you know this is important. As mayor, I need to thank our Philadelphia Eagles for bringing a profound sense of hope, pride, and dignity to our city and to our region during the time that you all know we needed it most. I don't know about you, but every time they went out there, I felt like you all carried our city with you on the field. When we were shouting at the TV, when we were listening on the radio, or if we were watching in person, it was like you took all of us with you. We thank you for showing us and the world in real time what grit and resilience and teamwork really looks like. The perfect visual for me in Philadelphia, I want you to think back to me, with me to early in the season. You'll remember it was, I believe, the start of week five. No, it was game number five, because week five, we had a bye. That's on my mind. Our Eagles had two wins and two losses. Listen, they were just 2-2. And some folks were acting like they were worried. Guess what they did? They questioned whether our team was good enough. Could they turn it around? But they did. And when all the naysayers questioned their ability, they tuned out the noise, they put their heads down, they stuck together, and they did the work. Reminded us all through their excellence that nothing is possible when we work together as a team. They won 16 of their next 17 games, including four straight in the playoffs, including that big Super Bowl. And Philadelphia, they brought that Vince Lombardi trophy home, baby. It's what grit looks like. Let me say this in closing. Today is Valentine's Day. And I know there are some haters out there. They can't even understand this energy that's palpable that we all feel out here today. And when they ask you, what did you do on Valentine's Day in 2025? I want you to tell them that you went to a celebration. That was an intimate love fest between the Philadelphia Eagles, the city of Philadelphia, and all of our fans, the best sports fans in the world, right here. And because I'm feeling so good today, when the haters come, you tell them, we don't care what you have to say today. We're feeling great. Don't try to throw shade on my Eagle shine. Everybody put your ones in the air for me right now. When I watched you all today, you reminded me that we were one Philly, a united city. Let me hear you all repeat after me. One Philly, a united city. Go Birds, we thank you and we love you. Great.
It is my pleasure to introduce the man who has been the chairman CEO of the Eagles franchise since 1994. He has led the way as the Philadelphia Eagles have become one of the premier sports franchises in the entire world, on and off the field. 19 playoff appearances, including 7 of the last 8 seasons, 11 NFC East titles, 8 trips to the NFC Championship game, including 6 in Philadelphia, 4 Super Bowl appearances, and now 2 World Championships. I am honored to introduce the chairman and CEO of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie.
Honestly, there's just no words to describe this, Philly. There's no words. You can say surreal, you can say incredible. There are no friggin' words to describe delivering a world championship to our incredible fan base. There's just nothing that can compare. And today, this parade, there's no words. So anyway, hello, Eagles Nation. Today, Valentine's Day, is the perfect day to celebrate this love affair between this sports team and Eagles fans here and everywhere. You know, we share an amazing bond that is second to none. And this team is a tremendous example of the power of a special family connection. We have an incredibly talented group of players who are just so humble and selfless, a model for us all. I want to congratulate our players and thank them for representing our organization and this city so, so well. Really. Nick and his outstanding coaching staff deserve tremendous credit. Howie and his staff continue to do a fantastic job every day. I'd also like to thank Don Smolenski, our president, our executives, our entire support staff for their tireless efforts, much of which is behind the scenes. You'll never hear about them. Eagles fans, you are the greatest. There's nothing close. Whether it's at Lincoln Financial Field or halfway around the world, we feel your passion, your support at all times. And now, you've been rewarded with another world championship. I'll tell you what, let's shoot for three. Thank you all.
Great job, great job. Thank you, Jeffrey. He is the first head coach in the Super Bowl era to make the postseason in each of his first four seasons while reaching the Super Bowl multiple times. His 48-20 regular season record, a winning percentage of more than 70%, is third best among every head coach in the Super Bowl era, and those 48 wins are second most among all coaches in the same time period. Eagles fans, please welcome the head coach of your Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni!
I told these guys in December, we had three out of the last four at home, and we were practicing outside every day, practicing at the stadium every other couple days, and I said, hey, we're going to have to go to the Super Bowl and to win that Super Bowl, we're going to have to go out in Lincoln Financial in front of the best fans in the world, all right, and win some games. And we did exactly that. And like I said to these guys all the time, you can't be great without the greatness of others. And we look at all these guys that we have on this stage of how that really true, it stays true to the team, right? People, team, like, team's not celebrated enough. This team is special. And we can't be great without the greatness of others, and that certainly applies to our fans. So thank y'all for all your support. And one more time this season, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Perfect, perfect. Beautiful, beautiful. That's awesome.
That took like a minute, right?
Every great season begins with a great off season. And we have had many of them here in Philadelphia, in particular 2024. We all ask, how does he do it year after year? This 2024 roster, hands down, the best in football. He crushed it in free agency, with trades, through the waiver wire, and no doubt about it, in the NFL draft. He is Howie Roseman, Executive Vice President, General Manager, and two-time Super Bowl champion. Eagles fans, welcome Howie Roseman!
I bleed for this city! Go Eagles! Our players, our staff, have done an unbelievable job. We are two-time world champs, and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
The lesson of this world championship season is that you cannot be great without the greatness of others. And that if you connect, compete, perform with a high IQ, are accountable for every action, and that you pay attention to the fundamentals, and that you get just a little bit better every day, you can become a champion. This team, these players, are the world champions after winning Super Bowl 59.
It is now time to hear from some of these players. Let's begin with the most important player at the most important position in all of sports. He has done nothing but win while in Philadelphia. And on Sunday, number one, Jalen Hurts, delivered a most valuable player performance as the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Everyone welcome Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Huh? I ain't got too much. Philly, Philly. Yes, sir. On behalf of my teammates and myself, we want to thank you. Thank you for all of your support this year, all the passion, every ounce of it. I want to thank my teammates, thank my offense, from the quarterback room to the receivers, the tight ends, the running backs, Saquon Barkley. Saquon. And from left to right on the O-line, started off in the run game and in the pass game and giving me time and allowed us to go out there and play hard and then go on to the defensive side. Defense win championships. Defense win championships. A lot of love for the defense, that front seven, how they play, how those linebackers flew around this year, and how those DBs set the tone, fly to the ball, were enforcers in their run fit and everything. Lot of thanks for those guys. And I want to give a special thanks to the specialists as well. Jake Elliott showing up like he did in that last game. Rick and Braden on the snaps, on the punts. Very thankful for my team. And we couldn't do it without leadership. We couldn't do none of this without leadership. And that starts with Coach Nick Sirianni. I want to thank Coach for his intentionality, his fight, his passion, and seeing it through. Then we go to Howie. Howie, for always doing what he does best, going out here and getting his great talent and being able to build this team. It all starts with him. And last but not least, Mr. Lurie. Mr. Lurie, for having the faith in me, drafting me, and bringing me to this city. I got a lot of appreciation for him. And we can't do it without the fans. We can't do it without the fans. We all appreciate you. We love you. And
you heard that, Don. Don, you heard that. Let's do it again. MVP.
You know, I told myself that when I got drafted, that I wouldn't come to the Rocky Steps until I won a championship. And now we're here. And I know this year, this team has had to battle through so much. This team has had to fight. This team has had to persevere. And there's been a ton of scrutiny, ton of opinions, a ton of all of that. But I know about this city, one thing we do, we fight. We fight. And you go through the course of these things and you learn that success isn't built off of approval. It's built off of endurance. It's built off of strength. You can't quit. You can't lose if you don't quit. And in Philly, we don't quit. So thank you. The next pursuit begins. Go Birds.
Thank you.
Ever since he came to Philadelphia, he has been unstoppable and has provided a dimension to this Eagles offense. One of the most lethal receiving groups in the entire NFL. He has been a difference maker. Please welcome Eagles All-Pro and Pro Bowl wide receiver, A.J. Brown.
Hey, how about these? How about our football team? Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. We just wanted to tell you, man, we love you and we support y'all. We thank y'all so much, man. I got one more thing. They said I was a diva. They said all I care about was stats. And you're going to get all those things wrong about me, but one thing you can get right. I'm a champion.
All right. Our next player came to Philadelphia in free agency from one of our most bitter rivals in the NFC East. And from the jump, he changed the dynamic of our offense. He made plays in Brazil all the way through Bourbon Street. A great player on the field, a great teammate off the field, and somebody who cares about you, the community. More than 2,000 rushing yards during the season, and the most rushing yards in the history of the NFL in a single season. Eagles fans, please welcome number 26, running back, Saquon Barkley!
Philly, I want to say thank you so much for the love and support that you guys show to me and my family, especially being newcomers here. I want to thank Mr. Lurie. I want to thank Howie, the whole Eagles organization, my teammates. I want to thank you guys especially for us being world champs. Yeah. One thing that I've learned from being here for a short period of time is that you guys are tough, you guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fucking fight. And no one I know better epitomizes that more than my boy Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, Philly, this city overcomes everything. Say it with me. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Let's go, Bird!
Y'all got something to say?
Hey, go ahead, Jordan.
Good. Hey, if any of you guys got it, go get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Philly! Hey, can y'all hear me in the back? Can y'all hear me in the back? I can hear you! First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Lurie. Creating such an amazing organization. I want to thank Howie Roseman for creating such an amazing team. And I want to thank Nick Sirianni for leading that amazing team. But we can't forget about our significant others. I want to thank our wives, girlfriends, and whoever else got us here. Now, I'm not one for speeches, but I know how to sing, so I'm going to need some help. I want to sing a song that everyone here should know. Kind of sounds like this. We are the champions, my friends. There we go, come on! We keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing, cause we are the champions. Come on, Philly! Of the world, go Birds! Come on!
How we doing today, Philly? I need y'all to get loud right now. Give a round of applause to Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Nick Sirianni. Without them, this team wouldn't have been possible. And without you guys, every fan here, every fan in Delco, Montgomery County, Chester County, across PA, Jersey, and across this country, this wouldn't have been possible. I'll tell you right now, when I got drafted here, everybody said it was impossible to play in Philly. I found out all y'all want is for us to give everything we can for this city, and y'all give it right back. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys. Every game, every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, it doesn't matter. I don't think I played an away game my entire career. I can't tell you how grateful I am for all my teammates out here. We've been through so much all this whole year. And these guys, they've done everything for everybody, man. It wasn't about just an individual. It was the whole team. We've gone through some, but it don't matter. We brought home that Lombardi, baby. I can't tell you how much it means to me, and it means to every guy on this team, the city and everything, the support. I've never seen anything like it. And I can tell you right now, there's not another fan base in this country that can match what we do here. Hey, I don't even got words to describe how happy I am right now. After 22 feeling that loss, I didn't ever want to feel that again. It's a terrible feeling. But you know what? We don't got to feel it today, baby. Hey, I just got one last thing to say. Go Birds!
Landon Dickerson, we thought he might give the best speech. He certainly didn't disappoint. Here is Dave Spadaro back at the podium.
In 2022, at the Super Bowl in Arizona, left for a year and came back and provided heart and playmaking and toughness and fearlessness and energy. Please welcome Eagle safety, CD!
Respectfully, all I got to say is three letters. And I want y'all to say it with me. B-T-A, 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 B-T-A. Now, respectfully, when I came to Philly, I was lost. Excuse my language. Shout out to guys. Shout out to Jeffrey, Howie. Shout out to Big Dom. Shout out to Slay, Big Bro. And shout out to all the guys that actually believed in me and this organization, from all the coaches. When I left, I cried my ass off. I'm not even going to lie to y'all because I miss y'all. And now that I'm back, y'all thought I was crazy. We formed ourselves. We're going to be back in New Orleans, win a Super Bowl, almost a national championship. My fault, y'all. I'm blessed to be here. I love this city of Philly. I love the fans. We did this for y'all. Hey, one more time. B-T-A, B-T-A. BTA!
Here we go, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Just a reminder, you're listening to Eagles Super Bowl parade coverage on 94.1 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. That Chauncey speech certainly didn't disappoint. Everybody's been awesome so far. I can't wait to see who's coming up next. We have a two-time champion coming up. That's right, it looks like the man himself, Lane Johnson, is coming to the podium.
What up, Philly? 12 years ago, man, I was drafted to this organization by Mr. Lurie and Howie Roseman. And not only did they shape who I am today, they also helped bring in two world championships to this city. It was Jeff Stoutland that taught me, no man is an island. You must draw your strength from others. It was Jason Kelce that taught me nothing in the world can take the place of persistence and to always press on. Coach Sirianni taught me about dog mentality. Nick Foles taught me how to speak soft and to carry a big stick. That was actually Teddy Roosevelt, but I thought it was pretty fitting. I thought it was fitting. And Jalen Hurts taught me how to have a purpose before someone had an opinion. I'm proud of how our team battled this year. We have a lot of personalities, a lot of talent, but everybody put aside their own personal goals aside for the betterment of the team. And that's what it's all about, and that's the reason why we're up here celebrating today. So all love. It's been nothing but love the past 12 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years to come. So love you, Philly.
All right, this guy.
Lane Johnson just gave his speech there. We're about to get another one. Lane really crushed it, Devin. I thought that was a great one. They really haven't disappointed so far. It's a tough day for the mute button, I got to say that. They've definitely not.
But you know what? We predicted that when we learned C.J. Gardner-Johnson would be speaking.
And now the man who never speaks, but everyone wants to hear from, Big Dom.
Big Dom. Let's go to the podium.
Love you. That's all I got.
Spuds, we got it queued up. Introduce Reed. Introduce the second.
The exciting whites.
All right. Exciting whites. We got something new here. Been huge difference makers for us this season. Please, Philadelphia, give it up for the exciting whites.
Philly! Hey, I just want to say I'm super grateful to be here with this team. Super grateful to be a part of this city. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Philly! Just a boy from Bama. We up here in the city, baby! I got one thing before we go. Everybody got to sing it with us, all right? 3, 2, 1. I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had new.
Reed Blankenship with his rendition of Dreams and Nightmares there. The exciting whites took the stage. That was pretty cool.
I love it. So Cooper DeJean was asked yesterday if he was going to make a speech, and he said, no, I'm just going to party. Looks like he did a little bit of both.
Yeah, it looks like they both did a little bit of partying. All right, let's see who's up next. Dave Spadaro back at the podium.
Positions in sports, and he has done it at an All-Pro and Pro Bowl level for 12 years. He is celebrating his first world championship. Please welcome Big Play Slay.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, ever since I got traded here, man, what I've been hearing is Philly don't never have a lockdown corner. Hey, we got two on coming up right now, man. Shout out to my boy Q. Shout out to my boy Coop. Hey, man, Philly, we love you, man. We appreciate y'all, man. We thank y'all, man, for everything y'all do for the city. Hey, man, we world champs, baby. You're on the road, baby. Appreciate y'all.
Our final speaker of the afternoon, 15 seasons in Philadelphia, a franchise record, an All-Pro player, a Pro Bowl player, a two-time world champion who worked hard to get back to the Super Bowl on Sunday. Please welcome number 55 defensive end, Brandon Graham!
What up, Philly? What up, y'all? Man, I can't be up here without the greatness of others. And as you can see, man, look at and everybody, this team, this organization, I've been so thankful to been able to play and grow up pretty much here half my life. 15 years. Came here at 21. And now I'm about to be 37. You know what I'm saying? And winning my second two-time Super Bowl. Two-time. Look, where my other one at? Put the other one right here. Where is that? Nah, but honestly, I just want to thank everybody. Everybody. The fans, my wife. I want to first off thank God. Because, man, without him, it ain't nobody in this world going to be able to make it through without him. And so I'm just so thankful for my kids, my family. I mean, it takes everybody, yo village. And right now, I'm so thankful to be here, so thankful that I've been a part of this organization, because y'all have molded me into the man that I am today, you know, with all the trials and tribulations that you go through in life, the stuff, the conversations that had to be had, you know, with people that helped me, not only them, but helped me too. And, you know, it's about serving one another. And this is a service. Right here. You know, when you service one another, great things come from it. And I'm so thankful. You know, and I'm telling you, like, man, I'm just lost for words because I know that, you know, everybody together, we are stronger together, for real. And we showed that this year, that last game. Only problem I have is that it's over. This season is over, and we're getting ready for the next one. And this one was so special because we came together and everybody balled. When I say everybody balled, it's plays that was made by everybody in that game. And you could tell that everybody wanted it. And I'm so happy that y'all didn't have to, you know, go through a nail-biter game. You know, we BTA, like CD said. And, you know, these boys, we worked too hard. We ain't had no victory Monday, so we took it all out in the end. You know what I'm saying? And we thankful for Coach because sometimes you have to have that tough love in order to get what you where you're trying to go. And I'm telling you, it's about us being gritty. We're going to stay gritty. We're going to stay working. I'm going to always be a part of Philly no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so thankful to have been here. And I love y'all. And y'all, we're from Philly. Philly, no one likes us and we don't care. Eagle! Let's go!
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.